Connected to the network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
N4DVR, TVDJK. KVHIK, clear and listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Eloise, to the Upper Gulf, listening. Eloise, to the Upper Gulf, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you.
are connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
N8NTN. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. N8NTN clear.
This is QSA, Charlie Bravo. Coming in good.
This is N8JXQ.
This is Kilo After 8, Charlie Bravo.
Good afternoon, Kilo 3, Charlie Bravo. This is N8JXQ. The name here is Brad. I am passing through town on 127 South in that construction zone up here on the north side of town.
Which town would that be? This is connected to...
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm on the north side of Lansing right now on 127 South. I haven't used this repeater before, so perhaps I've got a really long range and don't know it.
This repeater is owned and operated by Whiskey 8, Charlie, Quebec, November. The link system all the way up here to Saginaw, Michigan.
Fine business. Yeah, I don't always know how these repeaters get linked, but yeah, I'm in Lansing, making a drive down to a town called Chelsea down here in Ann Arbor, and I live up in Traverse City, so I've been driving most of the afternoon. And earlier this afternoon I dialed up the repeater for Cadillac when I was near Cadillac, and found myself talking to a station down in Battle Creek.
They just recently added a repeater in Midland that's connected to this network. So you got Midland, Michigan, Bay City, Saginaw, and apparently Lansing, and a lot of stuff in between that I don't know of.
Okay, so when I dialed up this repeater and started talking, is I'm automatically going to all these repeaters in the region, or just a couple of them? And then if I wanted to make a local call, is there a way I could like turn that off?
No, it's the link system. They all activate at the same time. If you want a local call, you'd have to hit a non-network local repeater in your area, which I'm sure there's lots of them, or you just keep them black. But that's the only way I know to do it. The user has no ability to disconnect them.
Hold on here, old man. This is NHJSQ. I'm in traffic right now. Give me a moment. I'll call back.
Yeah, no problem. Drive safe. KVHTV.
Okay, I'm back. This is NHJSQ, and again, my name is Brad.
Hi, Brad. Get my daughter down.
I'm sorry, old man, couldn't copy all that. I can hear your voice in the background, but we've got some hiss that's overcoming your voice right now.
Probably interference from local traffic. I guess I'm on a main road.
Okay, well, thanks for calling back, but I can no longer hear your call. So let me say 73 is from NHJXQ. And I'll be monitoring here for a few minutes.
All right, 73 KEHCV.
UHF Hub connected to VHF Hub.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. You are readable, over. Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. We're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network with receivers. You may also check in on it. Please call KDA-RAC. This is Kilo Delta Romeo Hotel Bravo.
WEBA Alpha, X-ray Bravo, no traffic, over.
Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray, Bravo. No traffic, roger. Got you at the listening, Charlie. Other stations, please call. Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Ken, first off, KDA Darius B, KDA 2 on radio check.
You are good readable, over.
Okay, roger that. I'm on the VHF now. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Father's Day to the dads out there and godfathers and whatnot. Let's see, coming up this week, I've got a few things on the calendar. Tuesday is an emergency communications annex update. They haven't done this in a few years. It's a data validation session. It's being facilitated by FEMA. Wednesday is the communication unit work group. That's at 3 in the afternoon. That's held, I think, on Zoom. Friday on Zoom is a shared work group meeting. It's a monthly meeting. And then Sunday, make plug, go looking ahead, 4 o'clock Eastern time, starting on 60 meters, Channel 4 is the FEMA Region 5 Voxcom VoiceNet. With that, I hope everybody has a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back tonight.
One more, and then I'll do a 55. But usually,
88 RXP, this is KAKD, the name is Jim. I'm the ECRO for Washtenaw County. Thanks for running the net, Brett. You come up very nicely. It's amazing how much difference a half hour makes in terms of the postgation there. Not too much going on here. We've got some stuff coming up in a few weeks. First one being on the 4th of July, we'll be doing our siren test again, even though it's the 4th of July. We're going to take a whack at it and see how it goes. What we will be doing is on July the 11th, we'll be hosting the D2 EC leadership meeting at the Washtenaw County EC, so we'll be getting ready for that and looking forward to the rest of the DT guys coming in and visiting us at Washtenaw. Silver lining in that cloud is I don't have to do a lot of traveling, which is good for me. But we're looking forward to it. It should be a good time to get everybody together again and see what's going on. I enjoy the face-to-face meetings. Other than that, not too much going on in the county. We're just kind of taking it easy here, sort of sliding into some of the upcoming events. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, and thanks for running the net, Brett. Appreciate that. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right. Very good, Jim. Good to hear you today, and you guys are, again, doing well in District 2. Glad to hear you guys are having a leadership meeting, so I need to get one scheduled myself for District 5, so it's been a couple months. But thank you, and yeah, you are getting good readable here, so thanks again. All right, take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there anyone that wants to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Program that has not already done so, please call. All right, hearing none, we'll go back to the roster. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu. Mike, you're up. Nothing there. I figured I'd try.
88 RAC, KJDD. Give him a buzz. I couldn't remember whether he was in or out. I just heard his call sign pop up. So with that, WBATQZ, WBATQZ, this is KJDD, Assistant Net Control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. You're up for comments, sir. KDRC, KGBD, nothing heard, back to you.
Yes, sir. He has finished his comments. Back to you, KJBD.
Jim, for the relay. All right, next station, if I didn't know, is Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, what
not? Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, not a lot going on here, just got back a little bit ago from Fine Lake there, you know. So Father's Day celebration with a couple other times. A good time as always. Yeah, I guess it's a good fun time. You have to get the numbers now, but weather was good. It was a good day. That's about all for now. So we're back to next episode.
All right, very good, Don. As always, good to hear you. I'm glad you had a good time this weekend. And hope you had fun out there and pull it up and pull it. All right, next station, November 8th. November Oscar Romeo, your turn.
Or they may be using the ham station in the basement as an EOC-type station for field day, so I'm not sure what direction they're going. And then St. Joseph County will be at the St. Joseph County Grain Fair Fairgrounds in Centerville. So first time we're setting up there, and it'll be interesting if we could put it all together. So not sure how many people are going to be contributing to that hempfest, but we're planning on a 3-alpha type operation there at the Centerville Fairgrounds. And that'll be near the location of the St. Joseph County hempfest that we have in April. It'll be at that northwest corner of the fairgrounds, directly to the west of the grandstand. So, Brett, I was wondering if we're going to have a meeting this month for the District 5 folks. So, Brett, back to you. You've got a not too strong signal, but at least a steady signal tonight. Back to you.
All right, very good, Charlie. Yeah, plan is to have a meeting. Nothing comes up, but yeah, we need to have one just to touch base with everybody. You were up and down too, but you were loud clear on your last few minutes. So, all right, I don't have anything else. Let's see if there's anybody else wishing to check in or that might have additional comments for the net. Please call us 8832. Want to thank everybody who took time out. This is such a beautiful day. Everyone enjoy the rest of it and have a great week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Central Michigan Emergency Network, Mike, and you guys, thanks so much for getting us set up today. And everyone be safe. This is KDRHP, close down, out.
Thanks for being at control. Everybody have a wonderful week. Stay safe, stay warm, stay dry. I need OBU clear in the remote.
Error 205.
UHF hub disconnected.
KB8OE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.